This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach us there if you prefer. In fact, I prefer because usually it sounds better over Skype. You can also get interactive on our website at freetalklive.com. With you in here tonight on our live Saturday edition, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Just fresh back in my case, and Mark, you're probably somewhat fresh back from Keene's Pumpkin Festival. Now, for those of you who aren't in the Keene area or in New Hampshire or in New England, you may not have heard of the Pumpkin Festival. It's a place where they have the record, the World Guinness Book of World Records, for
the
most pumpkins
lit, carved, lit jack-o'-lantern,
carved and lit. Okay, see, yeah, that's it's like, I don't know what, 30,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's fairly large, and so there are thousands of people. Now, we live in Keene, New Hampshire. This is a town of 25,000 on a, you know,
standard day.
There's, you know, some people who come in to shop here, so maybe add in another 10 or 30,000 during the day. Tonight, there are probably another 70,000 people here in Keene. And so the streets are packed, streets are shut down, the police are everywhere, and we're in the Eastern Time Zone as we're doing the show in Keene, New Hampshire. So it's just now getting dark outside, and already things have been pretty crazy here. I was out on the streets.
Wasn't there something like a riot that went on?
So there was apparently some sort of a skirmish between some college students earlier today. I did not get footage of that, but some people did, and there were apparently riot police called in for this.
Aren't you glad you're sending your kid to a four-year college so that they can go and fight other kids at what? $30,000 a year.
There was a huge...
You do that in community college.
There was a huge bottle war, for lack of a better term, that happened in one of the college streets. There were just kids, college kids, all throughout this, you know, good chunk of this street, hundreds of them. And at some point, this crowd just kind of split in two, and there were multiple males who were flinging bottles, glass bottles, at one another in the streets just for a solid 10 minutes. And it was pretty crazy. Now, the interesting thing was there were a bunch of police in this particular neighborhood. And it's pretty obvious that something was going on, right? Like, people are just kind of clumped off, and there's people throwing bottles. It's not like a quiet scene. It's very, very loud. They're shouting. And
there's bottles being thrown.
The police didn't do anything at all. The police, in fact, were a bunch of them were down to one end of the street. And then
watching, or...
They couldn't have not known. I mean, they had to have known that something was happening there. I wasn't by those police. I was actually in one of the houses. I went up on the porch before the bottle throwing started.
What were you doing in a house on a porch?
I went up on the porch, and I asked these guys if I could get a shot from the porch. And one of the guys said, "You want to get a shot from the roof?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so he let me up into his room. We opened up the window. I did not go out onto the roof. I kind of sat out the window halfway and pointed the camera at things. So I got quite a bit of footage of this bottle war, for lack of a better term. And, you know, would that be called a riot?
Probably. Sounds like a riot to me.
Probably. I don't have the legal definition of riot in front of me at the moment, but I would guess that would qualify.
I'll take a bunch of young men throwing bottles at each other for 10 minutes as a riot.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I mean, there were some pretty, you know, sharp bottles being thrown, and some guy threw a big canister, and there was all kinds of stuff being chucked at these people. So it was pretty insane. And the police, again, one group of police were all the way down the street. Now, this isn't a long street, maybe 10 houses away. And then the other police, there was another band of them, several of them, that were sort of around a corner and down half a block. So okay. The cops weren't far away from this, and they certainly knew that this was the street where all of the action was. And I guess somebody talked to one of the police. One of the activists here in the area actually went up to one of the cops, and at the end, the ones that were the end of the street, he went up to these cops, and he asked them, you know, if they were going to do anything about the bottle war that was going on down there. And their answer was something to the extent of, we're containing it. We're containing the situation. Which was their excuse.
I guess that's the first thing you do.
Yeah, that was their excuse for doing nothing about it. And look, I don't think the police should be arresting people for underage drinking. I don't think the police should be harassing somebody for having an open container. But if there's actual violence going on, I don't have a problem with security agents going in to stop that violence. And yes, there were a lot of police out in the streets here in Keene, and there will continue to be throughout the night. Cop blockers are going to be on the streets doing various outreach and, of course, keeping an eye on the police and things like that. But, you know, if there's actual violence going on, it doesn't bother me if the police stop that from happening. And in this case, they did nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, it's interesting. That's my night thus far. If you've got anything you want to share that's on your mind, feel free. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was also doing outreach as well. And the outreach that I was doing today was multiple facets. So I had New Hampshire Secession, or a.k.a. Declaring Independence. So there's a great flyer from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is always an interesting one to hand out, right? Because secession's this buzzword. It's this dirty word. It's got a dirty connotation to it.
In the United States.
Yeah, in the U.S. Like, oh, they're just going to invade you if you secede. But I think that the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is doing a great job because they've created an outreach flyer that doesn't use the word secession. That's what it's all about, but it's couched in the term of New Hampshire declaring independence. But once you read the flyer, you know, it's pretty clear what they're talking about. And it's interesting handing this out to New Hampshire natives or people that live in New Hampshire because, you know, the New Hampshire way of life here is kind of an independent place. It's a place where people come to and people are born and they just kind of raised a more independent mindset. You know, it's the whole live free or die. Yeah, the whole live free or die mentality. And so the way they respond to this is very interesting. Like, the way I reach out to folks is I just ask them, because there's a lot of people here who are not from New Hampshire, people from Connecticut, New York, all over New England, people are coming to Pumpkin Fest. And so I pre-qualify everybody by asking, do you live in New Hampshire? And anybody that lives in New Hampshire, I just hand it to them and say, this is for you. And almost all of them will take it. Some of them will ask, what is it about? And of those people who ask what it's about, I'll just say something simple like, oh, it's about New Hampshire declaring independence. And almost always, the reaction from someone here in New Hampshire is, oh, yeah, or their eyes will get real big and they'll say, yeah, and then there's a real positive response, which is really, to me, just it warms my heart because I love the idea of secession, and I've always wondered what New Hampshire people's opinions would be about this, because in the United States, 1 out of 4 on average is already in favor, about 25%, just under 25% of people in the U.S.
is in favor.
Are in favor of their state seceding.
Now, and we saw this kind of rash, I think it was with the second Obama election, of states, you know, wanting, using whitehouse.gov or something, signing petitions or whatever for secession. And so it really became a Democrat-Republican issue very quickly. We saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it should be. I mean, when you use terminology like home rule, why in the world – I mean, Democrats aren't against localization of government. They aren't against people being able to make rules for themselves locally.
Mm.
So I think it's sad that in the course of that it kind of got polarized. You know, what do you care if you're in some other state? What do you care if Texas secedes? What business is it of yours?
No, I mean, when the whole Texas secession thing was coming up after the Obama reelection in 2012 – I remember there was like a lefty opinion piece that was like, let them go.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? So it's nice to see people on both sides of the political equation supporting secession, but it's also fascinating to me.
What's the value to you of secession?
Of leaving the United States?
Just generally, yeah.
Yeah, I think the value is an immediate increase in just quality of life, an immediate increase in the wealth that everybody will be able to keep and
some
put
states
to
that
use.
Wouldn't be true. I mean, some states are...
No, it'd be true in every state because everyone pays income tax. So you wouldn't be paying income tax. Well, not everybody,
just
but a lot of
people. Just about every state has an income tax.
No, I'm talking about the federal income tax.
I understand.
So, you know, the average family of four a decade ago, I haven't done the research, the numbers recently, but a decade ago, the average family of four, you know, if they didn't have to pay income tax, they'd have another $10,000. I mean, that's a huge boost to somebody's home-based business or, you know, being able to send a kid to college or whatever that you're saving money
wouldn't
for.
Wouldn't these same people lose whatever Social Security they'd paid in?
You're probably not going to have Social Security anyway, so... Really? Is that the reason why you want the federal government to be around? Is for Social Security? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's secession or whatever you want. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about secession or whatever happens to be on your mind tonight, there was actually a sort of a related story, Mark, that you had about people leaving their state. You know, like, what would it take to get you to just say, I've had it, and pack it up, sell the house, get rid of the business, remove the business, and whatever, get yourself and your family out of where you currently live.
Right. You can have freedom means different things to different people. And you can have the sort of human freedom that you want to have simply by sort of moving around the continental United States, if you're listening to us in the United States. Lots of people listen around the world. But, you know, there are different regions that you can move to find more freedom, however you define that freedom. But the acquisition costs are high. You have to sell a house, you know, perhaps, you know, sell off some furnishings, things like that. Usually people aren't willing to pick up and move across the country for very many things. Jobs, loved ones, that's all I can think of usually.
You know what could help you, you know, be more independent, of course, is Bitcoin. And one of the ways to acquire Bitcoin is to earn Bitcoin. And you can do that by going to BitcoinBountyHunter.com. One of the bounties there right now is 38 Bitcoin, and that's a lot of money. They're around $400 per Bitcoin today. You can place your own bounty. You can even add to the ones there. Just use your investigative skills, and you can collect the bounty. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It can be done by people like you, people who profit from your work and skill. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com as we go to Brian listening in Virginia to WAIS. Brian, where are you at? What are you listening to tonight?
WNIS.
WNIS is what I thought. Go ahead, sir.
But you guys were talking about states seceding from the United States before.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it would be a great idea if whatever state did it, and I would move to that state. And the reason I would is because instead of paying into, say, a federal government or this, that, or whatever, you pay into the state that you want to live in. So that state then becomes richer. That state then can have a state vote. Like we say, vote for president or vote for this, that, or whatever. We just vote for whatever we need in that state. The state will become richer. The people will be happier. Everything will be more taken care of. And honestly, if you look at Texas right now as a whole, Texas is actually becoming a more profitable, richer state in the United States versus some other state.
Yeah, the biggest problem I have with Texas is their incarceration rate. I mean, they seem to think imprisonment is a really good solution to problems. But yes, I agree with you. There's no doubt the numbers don't lie when it comes to Texas.
I mean, honestly, I don't know why people aren't gathering. I don't know why our government isn't gathering people from Texas and going, hey, what are you doing to make your state more profitable? What is something that we could do to maybe do to the United States to maybe make it more profitable? What are some ideas, you know?
Well, the people in Washington, D.C., of course, don't care about you making any money. They are only interested in their own friends making money and punishing their enemies. So nothing I don't think is ever going to change for the better at the Washington, D.C. level, which is why I think a state declaring independence is such a desirable thing. Now, look, this seems really pie in the sky. It does. I understand that. But I think that the more we can talk about this, the more real it can become.
People love their states that they live in. Some people are really hardcore about Texas. People are really hardcore about Virginia. You got people that say, oh, there's no better state than California, you know? I mean,
absolutely. I heard a lot of that tonight on the streets here in Keene, people saying that they love New Hampshire. And
I mean,
nobody that I handed this flyer to was really in any way against it. I mean, yes, some people returned it to me, but nobody spoke out against it. Nobody said that's a terrible idea when they found out what it was. They were just genuinely interested in it.
I would be all for if a state wanted to do it. I mean, and if people wanted to move from that state, they could. If they didn't want to move from that state because they love their state and they want to, you know, make their state profitable and be able to set up a system where they can make themselves happy, I think that would be a great idea. Personally.
Brian, what would it take to get you to leave Virginia? I don't care about where you would go, but what would it, you know, what would push you over the edge to where you just couldn't stand living there anymore?
You know, I think the Commonwealth of Virginia is getting a little greedy nowadays, and honestly, you know, I really wish that Virginia would hurry up with, like, a lot of their projects that they have. It seems like Virginia's been under construction for damn near
guess
every
what, man?
Single day I've been
That
here,
happens
you know?
Everywhere. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it, Brian. Thank you, dude. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line.
It seems to me, I don't think secession is a likely outcome here in the United States. I think it's just, you know, when you're talking about Catalonia, when you're talking about Scotland, these are much more likely occurrences.
Scotland was close.
I also don't think that 50% of people should make a decision for the other 50% as to whether or not they should, you know, whose government they're going to have. That seems wrong to me.
What they're making right now is 50% people are making, you know, those totals are what's making decisions in that's who's getting elected. So
I don't
that's
disagree.
The system as it is.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I just think that I honestly believe people should be able to secede themselves.
Sure.
But really what I think that...
I don't think the federal government, Mark, would have a problem. Let's say you didn't want to secede. I don't think the federal government would have a problem continuing to take checks from you.
No,
you
I don't think that they would.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. But I think that's interesting. What I think is a more practical application is nullification. States like, Washington and Colorado telling the government, you know, we're going to make our own rules on marijuana and we're going to have a legalized marijuana. I think that's really powerful. But I honestly can't imagine, besides giving up Social Security, what people, like just Social Security, there's like Medicare, Medicaid. If you paid in,
there's a lot of people on those programs.
Well, there's
one of the tough parts.
Those people could leave the state if that's what they wanted to do. But do you see how if I'm 50 and I've paid in for, I don't know, 30 years into Social Security.
You've stopped paying Social Security, though.
Yeah, I don't pay Social Security.
Right.
I don't see any point in
it. Got it.
I'm not interested in their bad investments.
So presuming you did pay Social Security for 30 years.
Yeah, if I did, then maybe I'd want to chase after, you know, throw good money after bad and, you know, go on after that investment. But I can see why people might choose to do that. And I don't think they should have to move to collect.
Does the government
mean.
Require you to live in the United States to collect Social Security?
I don't know.
But I don't know either.
I doubt you. I think you should have to come up with some kind of system. And this is what I would think is if a state seceded, the people in it should be allowed to continue on in those programs if that's what they wanted to do.
Well, I don't think the state could prevent that from happening. I mean, obviously the federal government wants to know where you are and what you're doing when you go travel around the world. The IRS demands that foreign bank accounts that are opened by Americans are reported to them. So it's not like the federal government just loses track of people. They're very interested in continuing to get income tax from you whenever you're abroad. So if New Hampshire or Vermont or Texas were to secede, then the people that are living there who were paying into these government programs, I'm sure could keep paying taxes, and then maybe that would make it so they could collect the Social Security. I don't really know what the rules are for Social Security, and I don't really care.
It would seem like you would have to give up your U.S. citizenship now that you mention it, but I think it could be difficult for people that did give up their U.S.
citizenship. Why would you have to give up your citizenship? They would want you to stay a citizen.
They would, but if you didn't want to have to pay in the income tax or whatever.
I thought we were talking about the people who wanted to collect Social Security or whatever.
Right. Those people would not have to do anything, essentially, and probably would be able to travel into the United States if they wish to, but it's the people that... did give up their citizenship in order to not have to pay into programs or whatever.
Well, yeah, you obviously can't expect anything then, right? If you're going to take the benefit of giving up paying income tax, then you shouldn't expect to have Social Security later. Take care of your damn self. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here live on Saturday night. You can take control. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been on secession thus far tonight, and just sort of a different question that's not really about secession. It's just about voting with your feet. What would it take to get you to say you've had it with where you live? Are you on the fence about that right now? Are they already pushing you? What is it going to take? What will be the straw that breaks the camel's back in your case? If you want to share that, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. It's brought to you by ProXPN. That is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, protecting you from your internet service provider, who's probably snooping on where you're visiting online. And also the search terms that you're entering, they're probably logging all that information for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So with ProXPN, you are protected. You can go grab their app for free at proxpn.com/FTL. They have it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Even Linux users can get started with ProXPN as well. It's relatively simple to do that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount codes when you're ready to upgrade to the premium package. You can use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off the annual account, which brings the price down to around $5 per month. Plus, you can save even more with code FTLBTC and then pay with Bitcoin you get 62% off the price of the annual account there. So great deals on privacy that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. That premium account gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN is not keeping records of your online habits at all. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's proxpn.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50 or FTLBTC. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Pat is listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Cool show.
Welcome, sir.
Fascinating thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks.
So my question was, I wonder how areas around the world that previously had a big U.S. presence, like Subic Base in the Philippines, when the U.S. pulled out of those areas, how did those areas fare? Like, have they been safe? Seemingly so. No one's invaded the Philippines that I'm aware of. I mean, the southern Philippines do have a problem with Al-Qaeda, but I don't think Manila does. And then did their economy do well? Did their economy collapse after?
I imagine there's a loss of certain revenue. I mean, when you're talking about that many people getting regular paychecks, leaving the region and going elsewhere. I'd also like to know about crime rates, too. Mm. You know, U.S. Yeah. service people aren't known for their...
for good behavior.
Yeah, for good behavior in foreign lands.
The bars are probably hurting when the military pulls out, I would guess. But honestly, I've never really studied that. It's an interesting question. Not that it's really, you know, to me, it doesn't matter. I think, obviously, the military shouldn't be anywhere around the world. So, you know, anything that they're doing there is certainly not their obligation, and it's putting people in harm's way that otherwise wouldn't be.
Well, it's a good point. I just wondered, I was a military officer, U.S. officer, and I had to retire, basically, because I didn't feel like we were upholding and defending the Constitution like we swear to do. And the Constitution is a pretty good document. You know, it's got holes in it, granted, but that's one, you know, the only thing wrong with it, or we can say the U.S. has the worst government on earth, except for all the others.
well, and, you know, there's actually news this week that we didn't get into detail on Free Talk Live about the United States slipping down the list further. The economic freedom chart put out by the Fraser Institute, and I believe the Cato Institute as well now. They're now down to number 12. I believe we were number 11 last year, the United States. Now
it's
number
17
12.
On the Fraser Institute's.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Well, maybe it's Cato's teamed up with somebody else then.
I'll have to go check.
There's two different charts, and it keeps going down both of the charts.
Yeah, the United States isn't in the top five freest places economically on the planet. Now, I would like to say that I think that if the United States government took a constructionist view of the Constitution, that it would still be in the number one position as far as economic freedom. However, sadly, the document itself has been unable to stop the overreaches of government, which in and of itself shows the limitations of the document.
I suppose so. Although it's also said that the people get the government they deserve, you know.
So, Pat, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That statement, people get the government they deserve. What do you think about that, Mark?
I'm on the fence about it. I think that in the aggregate, it's true that you know that this is the government that Americans on the whole want. Americans on the whole are a bunch of ignoramuses. They have no qualification to be choosing their government. You know, many of them can't find the country on a world map. They don't know who the vice president is. They think that you know the right to own a pet is on the Bill of Rights. These people are highly unqualified to be making voting decisions, in my opinion. So do I think on the aggregate the people get the government they deserve? Yes.
Yeah.
But on the individual level,
yes,
the people
definitely
that
not true.
Do can place the United States on a map, do know who the vice president is, and don't think that the right to own a pet is in the Bill of Rights, those people, they don't get the government they deserve because of sort of the democratic system allows – you know, well, everybody who's not on life support to vote.
Mark, that's why we need to get people who love liberty together in the same place. Because people who really understand what freedom means, that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. The people that understand that, there just aren't enough of them, and they're spread out too thin across the entire country. So let's get them together. Move as many liberty-loving people as possible to the same place. That's what the Free State Project is all about. And that's why we're here. You and I, Mark, are here in New Hampshire. We moved up from Florida. People are moving from all around the world. I saw a guy today who's here from Russia, as a matter of fact. So all around the world, people are coming to New Hampshire because they understand this is the place where freedom actually has a chance, where you can get together and get active with others who also care about freedom. And there's just nothing like that happening anywhere. Let's go to Sheila. She's in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live, Sheila.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Hans Hermann Hoppe, the amazing author and lecturer with the Mises Institute, has a YouTube where he outlines a particular strategy for the local level to facilitate secession. And it,
really?
It just, yeah, oh, it just makes so much sense.
Can you give me some bullet points? I mean, summarize it for an executive summary here.
That's what I'm going to try to do is hit the bullet points. But basically the first motion is to, you know, bring about, to convince an overwhelming, you know, or enough of a majority that only property holders and taxpayers should be voting, because anybody else who is just receiving, you know, the dole is just basically sucking other people's money. So they shouldn't have a vote because they're going to be voting themselves.
So, but wouldn't you have to amend the Constitution in order to do that?
Well, I'm going to try and hit the highlights, and then
okay.
maybe I
Go
can
ahead.
Answer that. But,
sorry.
But if you brought that about, then, of course, the voting taxpayers, the ones who are actually paying, are going to vote to repeal a lot of these public services and welfare and so forth, and it creates a financial crisis. But in that, sort of the wake of that financial crisis, and keep in mind, this is very, very local. This is just small towns, small municipalities. You know, you're not talking about tons of, you know, population in a particular small area. But anyway, in that, you might say that mini financial crisis, the solution is then to take an inventory of everything that is publicly owned. Again, it's going to be a short list. Fire station, library.
Oh, it's long as hell in Keene, New Hampshire. Keene, New Hampshire owns about a tenth of the entire acreage of Keene. They have all kinds of, you know, private buildings that have been taken over the years and things like that.
No, I'm hearing you. It does get out of control, but yeah. The idea is to start at a small, manageable level, right? But then when you make that list, then you reissue, or that all of that is given to those same people who are property owners. They paid for it, so it's then divided up as stock, as shares of stock, which can be traded just like any stock can be traded.
Okay.
The same people that were working in these capacities, firemen and librarians and so forth, well, one day they're employed by the city, the next day maybe they're employed by the newly appointed executive.
Yeah. That's interesting, Sheila. If you've got more to share, hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. I think that's interesting. How to promote secession at a local level, or to actually see it about. That's interesting. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of these airwaves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there on the front page of the site. Submit whatever you want right there to the front page, and then it's a Reddit-based system. You can vote things up and or down depending on your preference. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to Sheila, I believe it is, listening in Los Angeles. Sheila, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were giving us what you said was a Hans Hermann Hoppe, who is a Mises Institute guy, his idea on how to sort of distribute government property. You were talking about secession, but it sounds like you're talking about just abolishing the government even on a local level. Is that right?
Actually, I nailed down the article here. It is under a topic, or the title of the article exactly is, On the Impossibility of Limited Government and the Prospects for a Second American Revolution. It's on Mises.org, and it is secession of individual towns, not states. Hmm. How to have individual towns, you could call it the Free City Project. And where I was bullet pointing it out was, by the vote being given only to the actual property owners, those are the ones who are paying the property taxes, then they're the ones who literally have paid for the library
and
the fire
station. Yeah, so just to recap real quick, you were talking about having property owners vote and then having the city's property divvied up amongst the property owners, and the property owners would essentially be given shares to that. So I got a couple questions, and I know there may have been more points, but I just can't let it go on without asking some questions at this point. So with the whole property owners voting thing, you would have to amend the state constitution in order to do that. So that's a pretty significant level of political activity that's required to accomplish that. If you can amend the state constitution, you could also just go ahead and secede from the United States at that point, right?
Well, again, we're talking about on the town level, but I think right. that is ultimately where it's going. And I know you wanted to ask questions, but I really wanted to wrap up sort of the ultimate point of this, which is once you've privatized all of the property in the hands of the property, or privatized all the public property into the hands of the private property owners, then you have this phenomenon of people actually selecting their leaders, selecting their elites. And so if you had the opportunity to have Steve Jobs run your, you know, fire department or your library system or so forth, he'd probably do a lot better job of it. And then if
sure. Now, I think it's an interesting proposal that you make. I don't think it's a bad idea, but it seems like it could be difficult to administrate that. Like, you know, isn't there a lot of bureaucracy involved in having to divvy up all of that property and then somehow give it out to all of the property owners? Wouldn't that, in its own way, be sort of an increase in government?
I think if the government did it, it would be extremely bureaucratic and complex.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as having stock and issuing stock, I mean, that's routine. Publicly owned property, meaning stock-traded companies, not government-owned companies, do it every day. And issuing stock and having stockholders vote and so forth. And the people who didn't want to participate would
they could sell their stock.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And they could just buy the service. Now, the Tannehills, Morris and Linda Tannehill, I think, wrote this book called The Market for Liberty, which is also talking about how to divest the monopolistic state of its properties. They suggested homesteading, where essentially just people walk out and the property itself was homesteaded. I found this to be scary and inefficient.
Well, what do you think about Sheila's proposal?
I think that it makes more sense if it could be implemented. I think it is, however, highly unimplementable, and that's why they use the term the impossibility.
Sheila, did you have any other points you wanted to throw out there for this?
Well, I would like to have other people listening to go and look at the actual, either the actual article or listen to Hans Hermann Hoppe discussing it on YouTube, because the impossibility in the title is the impossibility of limited government, meaning that we're never going to have a limited government. But he ends up the lecture with the prospects for a second American Revolution and lays this strategy out. And I
a second American Revolution, that sounds violent. Is that going to be violent in his view?
Oh, no, he's not. No, he is a straight-up anarchist, absolutely. So,
yeah, I don't support violence, so that's good to know that that's not what's going on there. So, Sheila, you're in Los Angeles. I mean, it's pretty unlikely that's going to happen there anytime soon, right?
I wouldn't classify Los Angeles as a small municipality or town where something like this could take place. But the point I wanted to make a moment ago was if I may have not been done justice to the first step of the program, there may be a more gradient step-by-step approach to getting to the point where you would have the vote changed to so that only property owners were the ones
you would
have
a huge a process to get to that point, because it would be heavily opposed by people. That's, to me, the most pie-in-the-sky aspect of
lots
this.
Lots of property owners work for the state, teachers and firefighters and cops. And, you know, those people's unions are going to see this coming a mile away.
Sheila, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's just what seems to be the most unrealistic part about that proposal. I mean, if you could get...
I'm not against it. I mean, but you know, what we talk about unrealistic things on this show all the time.
Can you imagine the outrage that would be heard if someone was actually proposing politically to divest people of their vote, to remove voting from the majority of the populace?
It's completely impractical. Like, that's when I sit here on the air and I say that, you know, look, there's about a quarter of Americans that can't place the United States on a map. You know, about the same number don't know what the vice president is. About the same number believe that the Bill of Rights cover the inclusion of a pet. Those numbers, like, really, there's about a quarter of Americans that believe that. I don't believe those people are qualified to vote. But let's not forget that many people self-select out of the vote.
Most people don't vote,
Well, even when you're talking about the big elections where they're voting for president, where, of course, their vote matters the least, you're still talking about something like 50% of the population voting.
But most of them don't vote for the winner. Because half of them don't. I mean, only about half of Americans vote in a big popular election, and of those, only half of them vote for the winner. So the president's always chosen by a minority of people in the United States.
Democracy has a lot of momentum. I mean, you know, republics and democracies have existed for thousands of years.
Yeah, I think.
But to think for people sitting out there right now on their high horse, thinking we're talking about crazy stuff, consider for a second that we probably have not reached the pinnacle of governance in human history. Like, we aren't the smartest people that are ever going to live. That people in the future will figure out a system that is superior to our own. The United States Constitution will go away. I would contend that, in fact, it has gone away. That, you know, many Americans just haven't figured that out yet.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Buddy is listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, friend?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about it. I haven't been following it closely as I should, but I was just trying to get some input. Maybe what you guys think the best way is to stay on top of some of this Ebola thing coming out. What is your thoughts on that? I mean, what can we do as the public to protect ourselves in those areas?
Wash your hands. Don't come in contact with bodily fluids.
I hear you. But, you know, it seems to me that, you know, we were talking earlier when I was getting on the line, it seems like, you know, that's just kind of double standard stuff, you know. It seems like they approach it one way, and then once things start getting implemented, it's like, oh, he said, she said, and next thing you know, we got a big problem. And I really don't know the best way to handle that, you know. Then it sounds like something I was just passing the news the other day. It sounded like he appointed some czar or something over the Ebola stuff. And I was just trying to get brought up to date on some of that and what some of your thoughts on that's the best way, you know, to handle that. It's such a big net you got to throw over something like that. So just trying to get some input.
More and less favorite government agencies out there. The Center for Disease Control fits into the top 25% of favorite government agencies for me. But
right.
Now, when I say a favorite government agency, what I'm talking about is like my favorite stinging insect, my favorite venomous snake, my favorite form of cancer. These people are, I'm sorry, when you're talking about an organization, I shouldn't say these people, when you're talking about organizations put together like this, the incentives are for inefficiency. And there's nobody in that White House that can, you know, make a government agency, you know, to work properly. They're just not that way. You could take Steve Jobs. You could have taken Mitt Romney, who was a reasonably successful businessman. None of those guys would make government function efficiently because government can't function efficiently. Its incentives are all screwed up.
Buddy, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Ed listening in Yakima. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed, listening to KUSA.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Ed? Go.
You asked the question, what would it take to get you to leave your state, leave your home state? And you know, we've got some issues on our ballot out here this year. After, I mean, all our legislature could come up with to vote on this year, of course, were more taxes for an education system that just doesn't work.
I know it's bad everywhere, but what would it take, Ed?
Well, the other issue is gun control measures.
Yeah, gun control. I got you. Thanks for the call tonight, brother. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, hour number two on the way.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.